T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Real life is not a game. If you get behind the wheel intoxicated, you're gambling with your life and the lives of others. Play it safe and designate a sober driver. Learn more at chpddp.com. This message is brought to you by the California Highway Patrol.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
No one is more locked in.
From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkins and Andrew Filippone.
All right, First and Pod, Danny Parkins, Andrew Filippone. Pony, fresh off TV, fresh back from the karaoke bar. I, because I'm a professional, watched every minute.
Wearing thermal underwear.
Yeah. watched every minute of Rams Raiders. Subscribe, rate, review every game, every team, every week. For three quarters, Pony, I thought this was the worst game of the season and arguably the biggest waste of my time. And I considered quitting First and Pod. And then 98 yards, no timeouts, 52 hours after signing with the team, Baker Mayfield drives down the field and beats Josh McDaniels and the Raiders in front of a stadium that was filled with about 80% of Raiders fans. What an unbelievable football game, like a dumb football game, but a fun football game. I loved how that game ended. That was incredible sports theater.
Yeah, and everybody, when they listen to this tomorrow, the conversation Friday morning will be about what this means for Baker Mayfield, right? Like, hey, he's not going to be the Rams starting quarterback next year, but what can he do for his career in this limited time that he has with the Rams and a good situation with Sean McVay as his coach? And I just thought that – I agree. I just thought that was so much fun watching him. I mean, the Raiders, are you kidding me? They've lost to Jeff Saturday, and now they lose to Baker Mayfield 2 days removed from him being claimed off waivers. I mean, it speaks to McDaniels and – his lack of ability as a head coach. But yeah, I mean, we're in an NFL where there are 32 starting quarterback jobs, but there are obviously not 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, Danny. And the fact that only one team claimed Mayfield, I know that the Rams were near the front of the line, but how are they the only team that took a shot on a guy that won a playoff game just a couple years ago?
You know, I don't know, man. I'll say this. Like, that game was just so dumb. Like, He had 210 passing yards. For the first two and a half, three quarters of the game, I was texting with a buddy of mine. He's like, can you believe that Baker Mayfield at one point was the number one overall pick in the draft? Like, now I know he was with a new team and it was an impossible spot, but he didn't look special. He said on the podium with the Thursday Night Football guys, he was like, I can't believe the Raiders were in press coverage. And Richard Sherman was like, yeah, what the hell were they doing? There's 15 seconds left. They're at the 22-yard line, and they're trying to jam dudes at the line of scrimmage. Like, what? Like, it was such a dumb sporting event. There were two penalties on the Raiders on the last drive. One of them after a sack, an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, like knocking the ball out of his hands. Like, the other team has no timeouts. Just
yeah.
Don't do anything. And then you mentioned McDaniels. And then you mentioned that they lost to Jeff Saturday and now Baker. Nick pointed it out. The examples of all of the games. I saw this stat. They're the only team in NFL history that's blown 4-13 or more point leads in a season. They had that crazy loss to Arizona earlier in the year. They had the huge lead against Jacksonville, 17-0, and the Chiefs lead, 17-0. Like, Nathaniel Hackett's got to run for his money, man, as the worst coaching hire of the cycle. The Raiders made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs.
Yeah, and they jettisoned that guy, and he's now the Packers' special teams coach.
And they added Devontae. They made the playoffs, added Devontae Adams, hired a high-profile head coach, and are worse. That is a trap. Like, Baker Mayfield, I don't think that he's going to ever be anything special long term. This was a magical moment for him, and I'm happy for him. But the Raiders, my God, man, like, what a dumpster fire that situation is.
It's crazy. and the whole like pregame vibe was, hey, you know, you've got two teams in the AFC East and two teams in the AFC North. Maybe the Raiders are able to be like the last team in. No, they're not the last team in. Not at all. And it brings into focus what we've said for a long time on this show. Like, the whole, like, Josh McDaniels was almost Andrew Luck's head coach and was a sought after commodity. And is he going to be Bill Belichick's heir apparent in New England? He's just a weird guy who's better off as a coordinator than he is a head coach. And when you let a guy that was released 48 hours before a game go the length of the field on you, it just brings into hyper-focus that you're not cut out to be a head coach. So,
and you're, he's obviously an offensive coach, but discipline.
Yep.
Right? I mean, those two penalties, like I said, the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and then just like overall competence, the coverages that they were playing, that was humiliating and great result for the Bears, who needed more teams to get off of the 3-win mark for tiebreakers. So that's the fourth win for the Rams, because that pick's going to Detroit. So very, very nice result for the Bears. Now, if the Bears lose out and the Broncos win one game the rest of the way, the Bears will have the second pick in the draft. So kind of a dream scenario there. But
Danny, I know we're into week 14, and I feel like the way the networks have set up our viewing schedule for Sunday is it's New York team against Super Bowl contender on both networks.
Yeah.
It's Jets and Bills, and it's Giants and Eagles. So let's start with that. And from a New York perspective, let's begin with, among the Jets and Giants, which team do you feel better about right now?
I think it's got to be the Jets. They don't have their quarterback. Neither do the Giants. The Jets might have their quarterback, but a certainty that I know is that the Jets have the better roster 2 through 53. Now, you could argue that the Giants have the better head coach and the offensive-minded coach, and that's the coach that you would want to develop.
Well, it's not even debatable, because I know you feel that way. You think that Dable's one of the better coaches in the NFL based on how
I think it's an impressive start, And I think that if you can show an ability to take Josh Allen from where he was to what he is, and then take Daniel Jones from being a nothing to a something, that suggests that you're a quarterback maximizer, which to me is the most valuable thing that you could have as a coach. So,
then why not the Giants then?
Because it's still a players' league, and I'm not convinced that Zach Wilson is bad. He might be. It's not looking good, but he's got a tremendous amount of talent, and anyone who's watched him play for any length of time would say that. And they are just a more talented roster. So I will give the edge to the Jets because of the roster and the potential that the quarterback is there. We know the quarterback of the future is not on the Giants, and we know their roster isn't as good. I don't think the coach is enough to make me give that to the Giants over the Jets. Is it for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that the Jets are one of those teams that might make their way into the playoffs this year, but I mean, it's reminiscent of what they were in 2009 and 2010, where it's like, okay, you've got Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez, and you win playoff games, but what does it really mean long-term for your team? You've got a good roster, but your quarterback's the problem, and you don't have a head coach that can get the best out of him. So I'd rather be the Giants right now. I mean, they've got way more holes to fill, and they've got a quarterback question, but I mean, I don't think Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson is a marriage that's going to work. So they might go 9-8.
What's your path if you're the Giants to getting your quarterback? The Jets might have their quarterback. The Giants don't.
No, the Jets don't have their quarterback.
You think it's 0% that Zach Wilson's a franchise quarterback?
No, I don't 0%. Know if it's 0%, but I don't think it's a percentage that I like for him.
I don't either.
Right.
But what's the path for the Giants to get a franchise quarterback? How does it happen? They have too many wins to get a top pick, and they don't have great assets to trade for whoever is going to be disgruntled.
Fair enough. But what's the pathway for the Jets to get a franchise quarterback?
That the number two overall pick in the draft with a huge arm is good. He's already on the roster.
Well, when I tried to make that argument last week, you tried to make the case for Mike White being better than him. So why are you flipping this?
Did I do that?
You seem to bring up Mike White's wife or fiance as an argument for like him being better than
what? Well, no, I think I said that Mike White's fiance was shocked at, I think it was his wife, at how well Mike White played. Dude, again, maybe it's 10%. That Zach Wilson is good, but 10% is better than zero. And I think the Giants are starting at zero.
I mean, to me, there's really not much difference between the two. If you were in a game, if you were in a hand of poker or in a hand of blackjack, and in your odds were either 0% or 10%, you would make the same decision based on both. You'd fold the hand.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
Yeah. You don't play a ton of poker, I can tell, because if my money's already in, and it's just the fate of the cards, I'd rather have 10% than zero. But I see. Listen, I don't think either team is in a great spot. But you asked me which team would I rather own.
But it sounds to me like of all the things involved here, Brian Daboll is the thing that you'd most want. If we're drafting things, you'd want Brian Daboll more than Robert Saleh, and both quarterbacks are negligible.
No, but Sauce Gardner looks like a number one corner. Sure. Williams looks like a legitimate, you know, Pro Bowl defensive tackle.
Sure.
Wilson looks like he's got upside of a number one receiver. Those are three of the five or six most premium positions in the NFL, and they've got elite young talent at premium positions.
But you that called matters. Daboll, but you called Daboll a quarterback maximizer.
Yeah. It seems like he is. It's close. It's a good question. But I'll take the talent and the chance at the quarterback over the coach and the bad roster. But flip it. Go to the other side. Go to the teams that they're playing in these matchups. Bills and Eagles. If you had to say, I want one to win the Super Bowl this year, or who are you taking?
Well, I actually think that the Bills have been discounted in a way where, like, I do think there's a buy low opportunity in them. Like, Josh Allen is 11-1 to win the MVP award. He's already gone to Kansas City and beaten the Chiefs this year. How is he that low?
Well, I told you that last week. If he wins out and they get the one seed, he's certainly not going to finish at 11-1. I'll tell you that. I don't know if he'll win it, but he'll have a shot.
Then we need to be pumping the Bills as an undervalued commodity right now.
I mean, they're the favorite to win the AFC. They're not undervalued.
Well, their quarterback is.
Okay, but the team. They're right now, they're plus 185 to win the AFC, Chiefs plus 220, Bengals plus 700, Dolphins.
What are the Eagles to win the NFC?
Plus 200. But see, this is why I would say the Eagles. Like, I think it's fine to make the argument that the Bills, because like they started so hot, and then the Chiefs became the darling, and then now the Bengals are the darling, that like the conversational narrative thing isn't on Buffalo. Because they played last Thursday and didn't play on Sunday, but they won by virtue of the Chiefs losing. Like I get that if you're talking about narrative, but I think that the AFC has three teams with three dudes who look like they're going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow, that I wouldn't be shocked if any of them won the conference. In the NFC, the odds are more jumbled together with like more teams, but other than Dallas, who we talked about last week, they're pretty complete and they're getting better. Like, San Francisco's playing Mr. Irrelevant at quarterback.
Yeah,
the Vikings are statistically the luckiest 10-2 team in the history of football. I don't think there are as many challengers to the Eagles in the NFC as there are to the Bills in the AFC. So if you told me in these two games, pick your team to be in the Super Bowl, Eagles or Bills, the Bills have to go through a tougher path. Now, they might not have to play both Kansas City and Cincy, right? If they get the one seed, they'll have to play each other. But still, they'll have to play whichever team wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best. That's the obvious, but also the best argument for Philadelphia. It's not so much about them.
It's the path, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't mean to make an obvious point, but like that's how these odds are calculated. Like, what is your path to playing in the Super Bowl? The Eagles' path, I would say, is objectively easier. Tampa is in San Francisco. You think Brady will be seeking out real estate for next year when he's playing for the Niners?
Well, I mean, isn't that going to come up during that game on Sunday? Like, pictures of him as a 49ers fan growing up.
Yep.
And you've got a situation where do the 49ers really just go back to Trey Lance next year? I mean, I guess they could.
I think the answer to that is yes. You know, could they say we never saw the opportunity to add the greatest quarterback of all time? So, of course, we had to take it. It's not a long-term thing. We still believe in Trey as the future of the team, but to try to win this Super Bowl, we couldn't pass on the opportunity to sign Tom Brady. Like, yeah, I think you could always spin signing Tom Brady for 1 year. Trey's coming back from injury. We still believe in him. It used to be that quarterbacks could sit for a couple of years, so it's not ridiculous for him to sit for a couple of years for us. Look at what happened to Jordan Love in Green Bay. Like, yeah. I don't think it's an impossible narrative to spin when you're bringing in Tom Brady, but you'd be bringing in a 45, 46-year-old Tom Brady, and you traded all those draft picks to get Trey Lance. Like, I think it is overwhelmingly likely that Trey Lance is the starter in San Francisco next year. Like, Trey Lance or the field, I think you'd have to lay minus 400 You know, I think it's overwhelmingly likely that it's Trey Lance.
I just wonder how we got to a place where we say things about the 49ers like the quarterback is really not that important. It's more about the coach and it's more about the system. When the coach is 9-29 without Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, why do we do that? I mean, that's a great stat.
9-29.
It's a great stat. I think that two things. One, I think Jimmy Garoppolo gets a little disrespected because Jimmy Garoppolo signed a $140 million contract, but he's not awful. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo has talent.
Like, and Brady gets Belichick gets blasted for his stat without Brady. And this dude is 20 games under.
Yeah.
Without an average quarterback as a head coach.
Yeah. No, that it's totally fair. The other part of it, though, is anyone who says that doesn't follow the – like, Kyle Shanahan doesn't believe it. If Kyle Shanahan believed that he could win with anybody, he went to trade 3 first-round draft picks to take a kid from the FBS.
Right, exactly. Good point.
You know, like he thought that there was a special talent at quarterback who could uniquely fit his system with his size, his mobility, and all of that. It would be another weapon in his run game and who had a huge arm. Like, I watched every play that Trey Lance had this year. It was in the Bears game, week one. Now, it was in a monsoon, but like... But honestly, like, you could see his physical talent. It was there. It was raw as hell, but it was there. But yeah, I think that Kyle Shanahan showed you what he thinks of the quarterback position because he tried to go out and get a crazy talented athlete to play for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.